everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
Jody Hello. Sweetin. And Rhea Barber. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. The holidays are approaching. My gift anxiety is in full effect. Do you have gift anxiety?
Forget it. I'm a mess. My gift. You know me, and I don't like getting gifts. I don't like giving. I'm like, let's just spend time together. Gifts freak me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like asking for gifts. I always feel like I'm not going to get the right gift.
Yeah.
Although I did get you a gift.
Wait, you did? For Christmas this year?
No. It was a random thing that I saw that reminded me of a joke. Actually, do you want me to tell you what it is? Because it's not like it's a present.
Oh, okay, sure.
Or do you want me? Okay.
Reveal it. It's like a live unboxing. Just reveal it.
I don't know where it is. It's a book called The Confederacy of Dunces. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning book.
Why did you think of me when you saw this book?
Hold on. Okay. I'm not done.
Okay. Fair.
It's about the world of street hot dog vendors in New Orleans and all of these crazy characters that are in it. It's a very thick book, but it's like a Pulitzer Prize winning. It's supposed to be a fantastic book, but I was reading something and they were like, it's about the, you know, street hot dog vendors. And I was like, oh my God.
That's our connection.
So now we have to explain.
We have to explain. And you gave me, I still have it, a Christmas ornament for my tree of this the street hot dog vendor.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we were driving through Times Square.
We were in a cab or a driver or something.
We were in New York and we were on our way to a show.
Oh, right.
And we were late.
Oh,
and we
right.
were like, oh my God. And we were driving, going through traffic was a nightmare, whatever. Mm-hmm. And in like coming up to Times Square, whatever. Just this guy pulling a hot dog cart just cut everybody off. And you were like, and he just cut, like, no.
Just cut everyone off. He was weaving through traffic.
Went right across, like, three lanes. Just was like, I'm going now.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh.
Yeah. I was amazed.
God, that hot dog cart. Like, I love that. But it was that hot dog cart had BDE is what I'm going to call it.
Oh, okay.
It had some BDE.
It had confidence. It like, I wish I had confidence that much confidence that, in
yeah,
my life.
That's what it was. It the was like, I want the confidence to cut across four lanes of traffic in the middle of New York City pulling a hot dog cart.
Yes. That's goals right there, man.
And so it just became this stupid running joke. And then while we were there, I found a hot dog cart ornament that I gave you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Now I found this book for you. So, and as a reader and somebody who actually like really enjoys literature.
Yeah.
I thought you would, that it's actually also a really good book.
So. That is so sweet. Thank you, Jody. Oh,
you're welcome.
That is so thoughtful. so appropriate. Like, that is just
great. And please, one of my God, favorite don't jokes. Feel precious to like, precious.
I'm pressured. I am precious.
You are quite precious. But no, don't like, I, this does not expect a gift. It was one of those things.
I will
things.
Not give you a gift back. Don't have please anxiety don't.
Yeah,
about
no,
that.
It was one I of those not. Things where I was like, oh, AB. And I, you know, that kind of stuff, I don't mind. It's right. The pressure of like, by this date,
yes,
you have to have gifts for people. And if they're not the right ones, then you don't love them. At least that's what I hear in my head.
No, I agree. It's those random gifts just out of nowhere. Those are the best kinds.
Yeah.
Show you were really thinking about the person. It's not an obligatory gift. Those
yeah,
are the best.
Exactly. Exactly.
Aww. Oh, thanks, Jody. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have a little book club. We can do a book club about it. Right?
Oh, great. Can't wait.
Yeah. But anyways,
Shall we get into this week's
Let's get into this week's episode. Yes, we are closing in on the end of the season here.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Where did the time go? This has gone fast, very fast.
Yes.
So welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. I am Andrea Barber.
And I am Jody Sweeten.
And today we are discussing season one, episode 21, called Mad Money. It originally aired on April 29th, 1988. And Mad Money, that's a reference to like, it refers to like a small amount of money that you use for emergencies or like a little bit of spending money. It's sort of, that's what it refers to here. Okay, so it goes a little something like this. Joey's mother gives him an old savings bond. He tries to pay Danny back an 11-year-old loan, but Danny refuses. Meanwhile, Jesse
Sort of.
Yes. they spend 23 minutes arguing about it.
That's true.
And meanwhile, Jesse has a gig as an Elvis impersonator. This was directed by Jeff Franklin. No way. Oh, Jeff. Yeah, I love when he directs because he's so in it. You know, he's writing it. He created it and he's directing it.
Yeah. Oh, it's always fun.
Always fun. It was written by Rob Edwards. And we have a couple of guest stars. We have Arlene Laurie as the Marilyn Monroe impersonator.
Oh, okay.
She's also known for the television series Dinosaurs.
I loved that show.
Really? I don't remember
not
this.
Not the mama.
No.
Remember with the dinosaurs? It was an ABC show.
I don't
remember. And they were like the big dinosaur characters. And it was like a sitcom, but they were all in... they were like, you know, wearing these like giant costumes. They were puppets.
This wasn't like the Lost with the
sleestacks? No.
This is a different show. Okay.
Look up Dinosaurs. It was great and had one of the most traumatic endings of a series I've ever seen. It was when the asteroid's coming to wipe out all the dinosaurs. And they're like, you know, it's sort of like a take on like maybe Fred Flintstone or whatever, you know.
Oh my gosh.
same creator as Boy Meets World, apparently.
Wait, he created Boy Meets World and Dinosaurs? I gotta see this show.
So it's a great show. I loved it. It had the little baby that like would just only love the mom. And if the dad would try and do anything, he was like, not the mama. And it was all dinosaurs. But the last episode is like, they're, you know, the dinosaur news anchors are like, breaking news. And like, and everyone's just sitting there like, and they're all watching their TVs like, what? And I'm like, this is awful.
That's
I was
terrible.
Like, watching it like, this is really traumatic.
That's the worst.
It was like,
series
it was like the
ever.
Toy Story moment where they're all holding hands, you know, Toy Story 3 and like going into the incinerator.
Yeah.
It was that moment where you're like, yeah.
Wow.
Like the final words they're just like, I love you to like each family.
It was so sad.
I've never been wrecked by dinosaur puppets before like that before or since. This
I gotta look this up because
I've never heard of it. It's worth it. Yep.
It's unreal. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I feel well prepared now going into this new series. Okay.
Yeah. They all die at the end, just so you know. So,
Well, all right.
If you didn't know what happened to the dinosaurs.
All right. So we have one more guest star this week, and it's Bob Perlow as the announcer. Bob Perlow, our warm-up guy for our audience every Friday night. I love that he makes it into the show. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so we open the show in the living room where Danny and DJ are on the couch watching Stephanie practice her show and tell. She says, "Hello, boys and girls. For show and tell today, I brought something cute, cuddly, and adorable. May I present my baby sister, Michelle Tanner."
I was going to bring Mr. Bear out from behind the couch, honestly.
I was hoping for a little Mr. Bear.
I was like, it's Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Cute.
Yeah. It's a live baby instead.
Right.
And Stephanie says Michelle is a baby. Her hobbies are drooling and babbling. And I'm assuming Adria later, the baby wrangler, was behind the couch with the Olsen twin. I think that was a thing to prevent the baby from wandering.
Well, yeah, you can't just be like, here, stay here behind this couch and then like leave them. You know, I think they have to have, I think they have to be supervised. There's, I'm sure, some sort of law about that. But yeah. It's,
thank goodness.
Yes.
So Stephanie points to Michelle's pants and says, under here is her diaper, which I am not allowed to change, but I have seen people do it and it is gross. Any questions? I love it. Very factual presentation here, Stephanie.
I mean, covered all the bases.
Yeah. So DJ raises her hand and Stephanie calls on her. She asks if Michelle has a big sister who is really cool. And Stephanie replies, well, she does. Me.
Duh.
Duh.
It's a very Jesse response.
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. Danny says, that was great. And if I had a gold star, I would stick it to your forehead. And as Danny goes to put Michelle in her playpen, Jesse starts to open the front door and slowly walk like he's trying to sneak in. Danny sees him and he's like, Jesse, for the past 5 days, you have been sneaking in and out of this house with that blue bag with no explanation. DJ and Stephanie try to get Jesse to admit where he goes with that blue bag, but Jesse avoids all of their questions.
What's in the bag?
What's in that bag? Yeah.
What's in the bag?
He's being very sus about this bag.
Super sus.
So just then, Joey walks in the front door in a very good mood. He says, I love everyone. And then he walks by each person saying, I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Such a Dave thing.
Yes.
And Jesse mocks him and then asks, what is going on? Joey explains that his mom found an old savings bond and she gave it to Joey and now he's got $5,000. Wow. He holds up a large wadded ball of cash, which of course, because that's how everyone carries $5,000 is wadded up in cash. It's,
right.
It's
that's how I, it's super comfortable to sit on. Just stick that right in your pocket. Yeah.
Excellent padding.
Yes.
Joey announces he has presents for everyone. First, he gives Michelle a baby lawnmower, which she loves.
But didn't Jesse trip over that lawnmower? Didn't we remember when he's...
Oh,
didn't he trip over the baby lawnmower?
Was that the same lawnmower? Oh.
I mean, I don't know if it was the same one, but I'm saying Michelle already has
She already had a lawnmower, so this is like a duplicate
gift. Probably the same one. Yeah.
Probably the same one. You know... It's the first season. The show's on a budget. They got to reuse props.
Got to reuse props. Yeah, it's fine.
So then Joey gives DJ her present, and which is Springsteen tickets.
Whoa. Which would these days probably be the entire $5,000.
Oh, easily. Like, Joey did not hold back in spending some cash on these presents.
Springsteen tickets. That's impressive.
Very. And DJ is very, very excited and impressed. And so is Jesse. Jesse says he wants to go with DJ, and DJ's like, all right, well, first tell me what's in the blue bag, and then I'll let you be my plus one. And Jesse's like, nope, not gonna happen. He's not giving up what's in that blue bag. So next is Stephanie. Joey leads her to the front door to show her her brand new bicycle.
Hey! Yay! Well, since I didn't win it in the honeybee thing, I've just been pestering them all for a new bicycle. So I'm glad Joey finally took care of that.
Finally took care of it. Yeah. Yes, he's a good...
Minus training wheels, by the way.
Oh,
stuff is coming up in the world.
Wow.
I was so nervous watching myself ride that bicycle.
I was very nervous too, knowing how accident prone you are.
Right. I was like, I wonder how many times it took me to do this without crashing into a wall or something.
Yeah, I could tell you were concentrating very hard. You were like taking it very seriously.
I still do that when I ride a bike. God.
It's so cute. It reminded me of that picture you have, which I don't think we've posted yet, of when Jeff gave you a bike for that
first Christmas party.
Yeah. We're going to have to pull that picture out and show people.
Oh, yes. I'll have to find that.
So cute. You have a long history with new bikes here.
I do. Bicycles, I guess, were the... lots of bicycles
riding
around.
Lots of bikes in your life. Yeah.
Full house.
So Stephanie rides her bike into the kitchen, and Joey tells her that, you know, we should take this outside. Stephanie's like, I can't stop. And Joey opens the back door just in the nick of time. So that
I was like, oh no.
I was like, she's going to run into that door. I know it.
I thought for sure.
You handled that turn, like that little curve into the
back
door.
The whole time I was like, I'm not capable of this. Like,
Jeff had a lot of confidence in your abilities to pull this off, and you did it.
Maybe I was better riding a bike than walking. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, it'll give you some wheels. That makes everything a lot more safe. Yeah. So Jesse, first Joey tells the guys, hey, I have gifts for you too, so don't go anywhere. And then he leaves. Jesse says, wouldn't it be great if Joey got me a new motorcycle? And Danny says, well, I know what I'm getting, $800 cash. Jesse says, whoa, why? And Danny explains that he loaned Joey the money a long time ago to fix his car, but he hasn't had the money to pay him back until now. And Danny. Danny says that just the fact that Joey is finally paying it back means so much to Danny. So much that he's going to turn around and give the $800 right back to Joey.
I mean, dude's been living in your house taking care of your kids. You know what I mean?
Can we forgive the loan, please?
Forgive the loan a little bit? You're kind of being petty. I'm just saying.
Danny doesn't forget. As we find out, Danny does not forget anything.
Danny does not forget. Yeah. No.
He's got an eidetic memory, of course.
Ooh, $5 word.
$5 word. There you go. It's your word of the day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure every one of our listeners can attest that we all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And I carry around quite a few of them myself.
I know when I bottle up my problems and emotions, it can start to have a negative effect in my day-to-day life. Therapy is my safe space where I can get things off my chest and figure out how to solve the things that are weighing me down.
Seriously, therapy is an amazing tool to help you be the best version of yourself. And whether you're aiming to set new boundaries, something that is sometimes missing in our episodes, or learn positive coping skills, or learn to heal from trauma, therapy can help.
With BetterHelp, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So DJ's in the living room. She's walking around Jesse's blue bag that he left on the floor. She's going back and forth with herself on whether or not she should open it. She asks Michelle.
She has restraint for a 10-year-old. Because
really
I'll tell
does.
You, if nobody were in that room and I would have been like, zip.
Zip? Oh, you wow, wouldn't have thought okay. twice about it.
Not yeah. at all. Not at all. No, I'm like, I have a question. I need an answer.
Yep. Well, yeah, DJ is a little more restrained. She asks Michelle her opinion, and Michelle just shakes her head. No, like, don't do this. DJ then sees a cookie, and she holds it up to Michelle saying, you want a cookie? She takes Michelle out of the playpen and uses the cookie to lure her towards the blue bag. She drops the cookie in the bag and tells Michelle to go find it. Open the zipper. Jesse and Danny walk into the living room right as Michelle actually finds the cookie in the bag and holds it up. She is so proud of herself.
That was so cute. She was so excited. She's like, I did it. Yay.
It was such a genuine baby moment. And even the audience is cheering. They love it.
I'm going to start hiding Oreos in some of my bags and then just have that moment whenever I like, oh my God. Yeah, and just be excited.
It's like when you find five bucks in your pocket after you wash your pants. You're like, right. Look at that. Yeah. I found some.
Or a wad of $5,000 in, you know, in your pocket as a baseball.
Which apparently was a thing back in 1988. So Jesse sits next to DJ and says, "May I help you?" DJ tries to blame Michelle. So Jesse looks at Michelle and sarcastically says, "Shame on you. You don't want to grow up to be a nosy busybody, do you? Your punishment is one kiss." She leans in for Jesse to kiss her cheek. And DJ picks her up and says, "Well, thanks for trying anyway, Michelle." A worthy effort.
Yes.
Joey pokes his head in and asks the guys if they are ready for their presence. Danny whispers to Jesse, "I have been ready for 11 years. That is a very long loan.
It's a lot, right?
So Joey hands them two envelopes. Jesse opens his, and it's a lifetime pass to the Great American Amusement Park. Danny tells Joey, "Well, I think I have a hunch what you got me." He opens up his envelope, and he too has a lifetime pass to the Great American Amusement Park. Jesse busts out laughing because this is great. Poor Danny.
Such a Joey thing, right? To be like, "I got you a thing." And
totally missed the mark.
Right. Yeah. Just
got them gifts that they will probably never use. Yes. It's perfect. So Jesse leaves and Joey starts to tell Danny that he got a pinball machine, a $1,200 pinball machine. Danny tells Joey that, "You know what? This is the reason why you're always broke, because you blow every penny that you get."
Yeah.
Danny's upset.
Danny's upset.
Danny starts to list all of the other things Joey could be doing with his money, including paying off his old debts and investing in precious metals.
Right. Always wise.
Always wise. Joey stops him and says, "I don't have any old debts. Who would be stupid enough to lend me money?" And Danny replies, "Me." Joey says, "Ha, ha, ha, that's a good one. When did I ever borrow money from you?" And Danny tells him exactly when. Palm Springs, March 12th. 1977, your car blows up and I loaned you the last $800 I had. Danny has receipts.
He has receipts.
Yeah. So Joey now feels terrible. Why did Danny wait 11 years to say something? Danny replies, "Well,
legitimate question.
It is. Why? Like, that's a long grudge to hold, you know?
This is something you should have talked about. It's obviously now sprouted into a resentment and it's coming between you and your friend.
And it's messy. Now it's messy.
Yep.
So Danny's like, "Well, I was going to give it two more years." And Joey says, "Here, just take the money." And Danny's like, "I don't want the money. I wanted you to offer to pay it back." They go back and forth. They're fighting. They're chucking the wad of cash at each other. And yeah, it's getting very, very messy. So Jesse, now we're in Jesse's room for this next scene. Jesse pops out from behind his door wearing an iconic white Elvis bedazzled jumpsuit. With shoulder pads. This is the outfit from Elvis's Aloha from Hawaii concert in 1973. This is what he wore during that concert.
Got it.
It was broadcast via satellite to like 1 billion viewers. That's a big deal.
What? In the 70s?
In the 70s, yeah.
That is a lot. That's a lot of people. That's all the people. Basically.
That's all.
A billion? Yeah, that's almost all the people in the 70s.
All the people in the world, yeah. And so no wonder this costume is just so legendary. So Jesse's wearing this outfit. The audience screams for him. He kicks the door shut and sees the poster of Elvis, and they look like twins. It's great. There's a knock at the door. And DJ and Stephanie are yelling for Uncle Jesse to open the door. He says, "Hold on." And he tries to cover up and he puts his robe on over his Elvis costume. He tells the girls to come in and they do. And they stop when they see Jesse's ridiculous getup with the robe. And he's trying to like hide his legs, his little chicken legs.
His little chicken legs under the robe. Yes.
Just then Danny walks into the room to ask Jesse a question. But he stops mid-sentence when he sees Jesse in the robe. What is going on with Jesse here? So Danny walks over to him and says, "What is under your robe?" Jesse says, "You are entitled to know a lot of things about my life, but what a man has under his robe is his own business." Good advice. Solid advice there, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
Just then, Jesse's Elvis pant leg slips down from under the robe and everybody sees it. Danny opens the robe to reveal the entire Elvis costume. Jesse jokes, "Don't be cruel."
I'm confused as to why he doesn't want everyone to see. Like, he loves Elvis.
He does. It's not a secret.
I feel like Jesse's personality would be like, "You guys, look at me." Like,
yes, I was
confused that he was embarrassed about it.
Yeah, what's there to be embarrassed about? This is his personality.
It's Elvis. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was confused too. I'm like, why? Why is he hiding this? There's no reason to be embarrassed, but he is.
Simply to drive the plot.
Yes, it's to drive the plot. So DJ says, this is so cool. Like, at least the girls are impressed. And Jesse tells them to sit down. He explains that he's doing a tribute to Elvis in a show called Rock and Roll Heaven. He's only doing it for a week to make some extra cash because he needs to cut some demos. So it's for his music career.
Okay. Yes, just own that.
Just own it.
Rock it.
There's nothing embarrassing about that. Exactly. So Jesse says, tonight is the last night. And immediately Danny says, hey, we got to go see it. Jesse's like, no, I don't think that's a good idea. Danny assures him that they are going to support him. They are not going to make fun of him. As soon as he finishes that sentence, Joey walks in, takes one look at Jesse, and busts out laughing in that famous Dave laugh.
The famous laugh. But why is Joey laughing at him? If anybody would be excited in the house, I feel like Joey would be like, yes, costumes. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It just feels, I feel like the reactions to this in this episode, like none of them, I'm like, I don't know if that these are ringing true to like who the characters are.
It's a very good point. I hadn't thought of it. Yeah.
Joey's got like puppets. And
he's
so, okay,
puppets
we see
and mannequins.
Him leave the house. He leaves the house with a clown in his bag. All right.
Right.
He is in no place to judge an Elvis costume.
No, he isn't. He's just teasing Jesse, I guess. They've had
that's true. I mean, I guess.
That weird bromance energy.
That's true. If you showed up in an Elvis impersonator costume, I would go to the show and support you, but I would also laugh at you hysterically when I first saw you. So I get that.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense. So next, after this commercial break, we are in the Rock and Roll Heaven Club, which looks suspiciously like the same set as the Phyllis Diller
as the comedy club,
right? I wonder if they repurposed that set.
I'm sure it becomes the Smash Club at some point.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
We're all about recycling
yes.
in sitcoms. So the family walks into the club. Danny and Joey are still quietly arguing, and a Marilyn Monroe impersonator is on the stage. DJ wants to know, who is the Madonna impersonator? Danny explains, no, it's Marilyn Monroe. And DJ says, boy, she ripped off Madonna. All right. So then Bob Perlow comes out and introduces the king of rock and roll. It's Jesse as Elvis. And boy, is this a musical number? Like,
it is. It's a medley. It's an Elvis medley.
Yes.
It is. Also, there's an incredible Everywhere You Look moment in this.
Oh, yes. I know. I have the same one. I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
We'll
I'm
save
not
it.
I'm going to say it yet.
Let's
I will
save
it.
We'll save it. I have the
but,
same one. Yeah,
I was like, I know that. I know that hair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it was quite
Yeah, the production
elaborate.
Value of this set is, like, not the set, but the number that Jesse's performing
I
is amazing.
I will say, though, that I felt like, you know, the backup singers were giving 80s, right?
They were giving
side ponies and mini skirts and lots of denim and like bright blue.
Yeah.
But then Jesse was in an Elvis costume.
Yeah.
With the wig and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like they should have communicated or something beforehand and been like, how should we plan our looks here? You
right,
know what I mean?
Because right.
I was like, I'm in 1977 Elvis, mm-hmm. but I'm looking at 1988 Debbie Gibson look-alike background singer.
Yeah, there was a lack of coordination here, a lack of communication.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, they just moved into the old comedy club spot, this Rock and Roll Heaven.
Right.
So they
right.
haven't had a lot of, you know,
they
a lot
haven't
of time to really
the
get their act
yet.
Together. Right. It's just kind of, you know, fly by night. But.
We'll let this one slide for now.
Okay.
For now.
Okay.
But the rest of the show is incredible. Jesse has like the eagle cape. There's smoke. There's a flag drop. He takes,
right?
It's like this
wild.
Is huge.
I thought for sure fireworks were going to shoot off somewhere.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, I don't know where they got all the money to put on this type of show, but it's fantastic.
Well, it's all the money that they saved repurposing the comedy club set.
Yes, there we go. It goes into the flags and the
yeah,
smoke.
That's right.
And the,
yeah, exactly.
And everything else. So the audience claps like crazy and John even takes a knee when he's bowing. Like, he does a really good job here. Like, he's got the full wig on, which I didn't even think he needed a wig.
Oh, he was so into it. I bet he was so into it. Yeah.
I feel like this was a John Stamos request. Like, the, he was just like, okay,
I would have been surprised. Yeah, I'm sure.
I want to do a big musical number as Elvis.
I bet Jeff may have. I wouldn't put it past Jeff to have suggested it either.
Mm-hmm. Both of them
being
are
the Elvis fans. So Elvis yeah, fans, I'm sure. Yes. Yeah, this was a hatched plan though, but I'm so grateful for it because it was everything that I needed John as an Elvis impersonator to be.
Oh yeah, the payoff was huge. Yeah. Totally worth it.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So later that night, the family returns home and DJ and Stephanie walk in singing Elvis songs. And you guys are absolutely nailing this, like the swagger. The movements, the attitude, it's very impressive. You guys are so into it.
I was so excited to have a dance move moment. Yeah, you know me. Like, just give me a moment to have a little move, little sass.
Yeah, you guys are even, like, throwing the red scarf around the guys. You're doing that whole movement. It's adorable. You guys are great. So the girls go upstairs to bed. They're still pretending to be Elvis. And DJ says, Elvis has left the living room. Joey now tries to force Danny to take the money. They're still bickering about this wad of cash. Jesse walks in the door. He's still decked out as Elvis, and the audience gives a big ol' woo. He is with Marilyn, the Marilyn impersonator, who apparently she thinks she's actually Marilyn Monroe, which is
strange. It's like the ones that out on Hollywood Highlands sometimes. Yeah. You're like, you actually, I don't know that you don't know that you're this person.
They never break maybe. Character, and you're like,
yeah. I don't know that there is a character to break.
There's no character to break.
I think some of them are like, nope, I am Superman.
Eat, sleep, breathe, Marilyn Monroe.
But why is she? Why is he bringing her back?
It's the hoe of the week. I don't know. He probably broke up with Samantha by now, and
the big thing that he couldn't bring Samantha back? He's bringing all these other girls back.
Never stopped him before,
right?
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's we decide okay. that the Maryland chick is a little,
she's the flavor crazy. Of the week, and she's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But Jesse's excited because the show said he can keep the job as Elvis for as long as he wants. Great.
Oh, okay.
And Marilyn continues to be overly Marilyn, and the guys are just creeped out by this method.
It was a lot.
So later, in the kitchen, Joey is trying to make a sandwich with a dirty knife.
So gross.
He pulls it out of the sink,
puts it in the mayonnaise,
and
wipes on his pants.
It was gross. Yeah. Danny is like, no. He says, he's going to show Joey how to make a sandwich like an adult with a clean knife. And so here we go. This is Danny, Danny and his cleanliness, his obsession with cleanliness.
Right.
It's coming out.
This is where, I definitely noticed this was a big, this is where Danny, we see some of his little persnickety behavior. Yes.
Persnickety. Ooh, another good word.
Mm.
So Danny gives the most detailed step-by-step description of how to make a sandwich. It is painstakingly detailed. And Joey says, Danny is the most predictable person on the face of this earth. I know everything you're going to say even before you say it. If the slightest thing falls out of place, he just can't handle it. And you know what? Jesse's right. He's kind of got Danny's number here.
Joey?
Yeah, Joey. What did I say?
Jesse.
Why do I do that?
It's okay.
you mess up the outro. I mess up the character names.
You mess up the, exactly.
It's part of our charm. So Joey places a crumb of bread on the table to prove his point. Danny says, that doesn't bother me. Joey puts another crumb of bread on the table to taunt him. Danny gets frustrated and says, everything is a joke to Joey. It's like living with Pee Wee Herman. So Joey imitates Pee Wee Herman.
Goes on a full Pee Wee Herman tear.
Full tear. He flings the wad of cash at Danny and runs downstairs to his bedroom. Danny goes after him, but he stops to pick up the crumbs first. See, it did bother him.
Yeah.
We cut to Joey's bedroom where Danny is telling Joey to take the money. Joey is very committed to this Pee Wee Herman bit, and he is still answering all of the questions like Pee Wee. So they decide to settle it the old-fashioned way, arm wrestling.
Yes.
That's such a guy thing. Let's just settle this by.
What are you talking about? That's how I solve all of my major problems and dilemmas. That's it. Hey. Elbows on the table. Let's do it. It's over the top. It's Sylvester Stallone. Let's do this.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Oh, I can't even believe I've seen that movie. Anyway.
So the guys continue to arm wrestle and argue. And when Jesse comes downstairs and interrupts with his own needs.
This is a very typical interaction.
Back to me. Yeah, let's turn the conversation back to Jesse. Jesse is confused if he should take the Elvis gig or not. Should he be focusing on his own music instead? Danny thinks that Jesse should take the job for money, but Joey argues that he should take the job for fun. The Bickertons continue to bicker.
Yep.
When Jesse has had enough and he finally announces that he is going to take the job, he thanks the guys for the great advice. Danny and Joey realize that they actually really helped Jesse out. And that's because the two of them make a great team. They are always there for each other. When Joey needed to repair his car and when Danny needed help raising his kids, they were there for each other. And Danny can never repay him for that.
Yeah.
So Joey says he just wants to clear up his debt. Danny finally takes the money, but he says he's buying him a savings bond and a closet organizer. Very useful, actually.
It's true. Very useful.
They continue to bicker over what Danny is going to buy Joey, and that is our show.
I wonder how much money was actually in that ball of cash, though. Because if he bought Springsteen tickets, a bike,
the $1,200 pinball machine,
a baby lawnmower,
and then tickets to the amusement park.
Two life passes to amusement parks.
That ain't cheap.
I can't imagine there's even $800 left in that
pot. Right, right.
It's like a few ones wrapped around some socks.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? And like just made the look
it's
like
a ball
a
of yarn.
With, right. He's yeah, like, all right, buttons. You take the money. It's $7.
Right. Now that would have been a good button to this whole episode is if Danny unwads it
See,
and it's
unwinds
socks.
It and it's right. And it's like seven. Joey, I told you I spent all the money.
Right.
Like that's the thing.
That should have been the ending. That's it.
Well, let's go back, rewrite everything.
All right, let's reshoot it. I got time this weekend.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Loads of time. Oodles. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get into our Everywhere You Look.
Ooh.
Some great ones.
Such great ones. The biggest one for this, and we both have the same one. It was
a good one.
The moment when you see John dressed as Elvis,
mm-hmm.
and there's a shot like from behind of these two women. One in a blue dress with red hair and one, I forget what she was wearing, but with like white hair.
Mm-hmm.
And John's on stage in between them. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I was like, that's Loretta and Carol. And
yes, yes.
Loretta Stamos, John's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol Franklin, who was Jeff's mom.
Yes.
And the two of them sat at a table together in the audience and he gave them, they were the ladies that he gave the red scarves to.
Yes. And they did so good. They were very animated. Like,
oh, they were
super
so in it.
Are
you kidding?
Performance.
Oh, yeah. Loretta and Carol were like always, they loved it.
And you know, great. Loretta was actually that thrilled to be watching her son perform.
Of course
right
she was.
Her.
It would be like our moms. Yeah. We were like just so happy. Yeah. But I think it's so cute. Like all the moms have all, you know,
yeah.
been in it. I
the
love
moms
that.
Moms are all getting cameos. It's yes. so great.
But this that was such an awesome Everywhere You Look moment was John and Jeff's mom sitting there. And like I said, from the back of the head, I was like, I yep. know that hair.
Yep. That red hair. Loretta's yep. red hair. It's unmistakable. Oh.
Yes.
Such a yes. good one.
I mean, she had pretty fabulous hair too.
She really did.
You know, did it ran in the family.
It did. Yeah, that's true. It's hereditary. Now we know. Now we know where he gets it. That's so great.
Did I have any other?
I had a tiny one. In the first scene when Jesse's walking in and he's trying to sneak in with the blue bag, he's carrying a cold fried chicken leg.
Yes. I wrote that down too. I was like, is he holding a chicken leg?
I didn't catch it the first time. I caught it on the second pass, and I was like,
I watched it, and I was like, "Is that a chicken leg in your hand?"
It's very subtle. He doesn't spend a whole lot of time eating it. He's just kind of holding it.
No, he's just holding it.
Yeah, he's just holding it. It's yeah.
It's so strange.
This has been several episodes in a row now where the cold fried chicken.
But yeah, that was my Everywhere You Look.
Yeah, those were mine. We were on the same wavelength this week.
Yeah. And I will say, just as a shout out, DJ looked like she was going to the Outback when she was dressed for that club. What was the Crocodile Dundee hat? And I was like, where is DJ going?
Good day, mate.
Like, what has happened? Like, I was like, did she?
The wardrobe choices were.
It was well. It was choices. Very 80s though. Like yeah. the jacket and the thing. It was a whole, but that it was like pinned up on one side, yeah. and it had like the little chin strap. You know, because
oh yeah, she was committed.
She
was committed to
too
this
fast,
look.
And it flew off. I don't know. Yeah, it was. It was excellent. It was excellent. She really. She was like a Outback Steakhouse hostess or something.
She owned it though, you know. She really owned that
yes.
outfit.
Yes.
Just what every 11-year-old needs is an Outback hostess uniform to wear.
Right. Well, it was. You know, she looked like she was gonna pull like a big Bowie knife out of her coat pocket or something.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, too funny.
Well, this was another fun and wonderful episode. I can't believe we are coming up to the end of our.
Yeah, we got one left.
The season only. We've got one left.
One
crazy.
Left. Yeah. Wild.
But thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Make sure that you are rating and subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening so that you can make sure and get all the newest episodes as they come out. Fun stuff like our mini-sodes where we answer your questions and have all kinds of fun guests coming up and all sorts of new things. So make sure that you are also following us on Instagram at HowRudePodcast, or you can send us an email with your questions for our mini-sodes, with anything we get wrong, or, you know, just general thoughts and comments at HowRudePodcast@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys, and thanks so much for tuning in for another fun episode. And remember, you guys, the world is small, but the house is full.
You did it!
Yeah.
Yes!
All right.
I'm going to have nothing left to make fun of if you get this right every time.
Right, because that's going to happen.
I have faith that you will screw this up again very soon.
That's, yeah, that's not even faith. That's just like, is the sun rising tomorrow? Yeah.
Love it. See you next time.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.